There's nothing particularly awesome or noteworthy about this photo. And honestly, I almost didn't post it because first of all, I don't even know what this is. And I tried to do some searching on Google. You can search by image on Google where you literally upload an image and it looks for similar images. So I tried that with this thing and it came up as fruit. So I don't know what I'm looking at here, but I kind of realized as I was looking at the photo and doing a little bit of editing that, well, for one, it's similar, really similar to a lot of other photos I've taken. And what makes it similar is that you've got your classic rule of thirds, right? This is in some ways the most boring photo you can take, how the subject is aligned on roughly the right-hand third. And there's not a whole lot to like trisect the image horizontally, but basically this is in many ways the most boring, uninteresting photo you could take. But in a sense, that is not a bad thing. And what I realized in looking at this photo and in eventually posting it is that I kind of like this style. And some would say, well, if you're just following the rule of thirds, you're not being inventive or artistic. And that's true. Okay, I get that. But at the same time, I feel like as anyone who creates art, and I hesitate to use that term in reference to myself because I don't really consider myself an artist. I feel like I'm just playing around in a sandbox here. But anyone who creates art, you have to sort of, well, two things. You have to know the rules in order to break them. And I feel like I'm at the bottom rung on the ladder. I'm still learning so much about photography. I don't consider myself someone who knows the rules well enough to break them. And you also sort of have to find your own voice and find your own style. And for me, what I'm realizing is that this type of composition with the subject aligned on one of the thirds of the photo and contextual information. So there's things in the background that help provide a sense of context and awareness for what the subject is, and even some foreground elements as well. The whole package kind of that you see here is a style that I really like, and I kind of prefer it. And that's ultimately what led me to post it here on the blog, is sort of this is kind of the embodiment of, I guess, what you could consider my overall style or my style preference when it comes to photography. Now, I like exploring other things, but at the end of the day, gosh, I really like just the old standby classic rule of thirds. Is it boring? Sure. Is it uninteresting and uncreative? Yeah, you could make that argument. But it feels like a warm pillow. Like I'm just embracing it and discovering that I do like that format. And yes, I like the idea of breaking free of the rule of thirds. But you know what? It's a nice, comfortable, safe place to be in right now. And I like exploring where I'm at. So thanks for being with me on this journey as we continue to evolve and look at different rules of photography. But the kind of the takeaway I have from this for you, any listeners or readers, is what's your style? And if you don't have one, see what you can do to get your own style, whatever that might be, and then just practice, practice, practice.